Praise the Lord. Today is Tuesday, February 14th. You know what that means. This is Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This is a beautiful day. I love Valentine's Day. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I welcome you to today's morning motivation broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast, hot breakfast for your soul. I am here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we tackle a new topic, and I assign a new task each day because we're tackling life's everyday issues, your issues and my issues, with biblical perspective so that we can empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is you can't hurry love. You can't hurry love. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Ruth. Yes, you know that's the book on Valentine's Day, right? Chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events. You can also hear prior morning motivation broadcast on my website, and that is feeldfire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Ruth, chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, and I am reading from the KJV. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, that's Ruth's mother-in-law, of her Ruth's husband, which is Naomi's son, had previously passed away. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. What is our topic for this morning? You can't hurry love, or don't hurry love. And I'll say as a subtopic, but love is in the air, so just wait on it. In this story this morning, for those who are not familiar with the story of Ruth, Naomi had a husband and two sons. She and her family moved to the country of Moab. While they were there, Naomi's husband died. Thus, she was left with her two sons. Her two sons then took wives, as the Bible says or calls it, took wives unto themselves. One was Ruth, and the other was Orpah. Eventually, both sons died. So the only people who were left were Naomi and her daughters-in-law. And Naomi decided it was better for her to return to her home country because she felt the Lord had testified against her. And that's what she says as you read the story of Ruth in the preceding chapters, that God had dealt bitterly with her and testified against her because he had taken her husband and taken her sons. So she said to her daughters-in-law, look, I'm going to go back home. I want you two ladies to return back to your place of origin, your home place, so that you will be able to find new husbands. Well, the daughters-in-law protest, and they say, we're not going to leave you. And then Naomi says unto them, why would you stay with me? I have no more sons to give you. And even if it was possible for me in my old age to get remarried and to birth two new sons, would you stand around and wait until they are old enough to marry you? So go, go, go. Well, Orpah does return, but Naomi refuses to leave her mother-in-law. And she says unto Naomi, wherever you go, that's where I'm going. Wherever you live, that's where I will live. And wherever you die, that's where I will die. And God, curse me if I don't stay with you until death separate us. So Naomi and Ruth return into her home country. And while they are there, one of Ruth's kinsmen, who is Boaz, notices Ruth out working. She's gleaning in the field. She's doing just what she's supposed to be doing. Her mind is not even really focused on him. It's just focused on being there and being a very good support system for her mother-in-law. And he notices her, and then he loves her. He falls in love with her. And he begins to make sure she's taken care of. When she's out in the field and she's gleaning or, you know, coming in and picking the wheat and all these different things, Boaz, who is a wealthy man, makes sure that everything she needs is right there for her. Initially, she's unaware of Boaz and what he is doing for her. But we get to this point in the story here where Boaz has now made himself known to Ruth and his love for her known to her, and he marries Ruth, and then they conceive a son, and that son actually is Obed, who turns out to be the grandfather of King David. So the people or the women of the place begin to encourage Naomi and say, look at what God has done. He has restored everything to you. So even in a time of sadness, God has allowed your daughter-in-law to remain with you and then allowed Boaz to marry her and allowed you to have a new son, if you will, because now you have a grandson, and allowed the name of your people to continue. So I tell you this morning that you really don't have to try to make love happen. You don't have to try to hurry love. It's in the air. And whatever God has ordained for you in love, it's going to come to pass. So you got to just stay focused on what you're supposed to be doing. You got to continue to be where God has ordained for you to be, doing what God has ordained for you to do, and love, the right kind of love, a divine love, a godly love, will come into your midst and find you. So you don't have to try to force it. You don't have to try to hurry it. You don't have to become desperate if you don't see it right then and there. All you have to do is just remember that God has love in the air for you, the right kind of love. And as you celebrate Valentine's Day today, if you have someone in your life, your spouse, your fiance, your boyfriend who's going to send you roses and, you know, all of these things, take you to dinner, whatever you're going to do on Valentine's Day, then you appreciate that love and you love that love and you nourish it. You remember the rest of that song? It was, I think, you can't hurry love. You just have to wait. Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. So you nourish the love that you have. When you have true love, oh my God, it is such a beautiful thing. I tell you, I love being loved and I love giving love because the feeling is just so awesome. And I'm talking about in every way, not for those of you who are saying, oh my God, is she talking about just the natural intimacy? No, I'm talking about love, true love. When you are truly in love with someone and someone is truly in love with you, I mean, it transcends just natural coming together. It is an emotional love. It's a psychological love. It is a state of being, right? You can't wait to be in that person's presence. You can't wait to talk with that person. You can't wait to spend quality time with that person. You can't wait to give something to that person. And that person can't wait to give something to you, because that's true love. And you really want that kind of divine, supernatural, praise the Lord, love in your life. I mean, it just lights up your whole countenance, right? So you don't have to try to force it. Look at what Ruth was doing here. She was just doing what she should have been doing. And the right person saw her. The right person noticed her. Someone, she wasn't looking for him. She wasn't paying attention for him. But wow, when that person came, my God, it was like accelerated love and accelerated destiny. That's what divine, supernatural, true love does. It just comes in and it takes over everything. Praise the Lord. Now, for those of you who are not married, or you don't have a fiance, or you don't have a boyfriend, and maybe today you're not receiving anything, I don't want you to be depressed or discouraged today. I want you to remember this story of Ruth. You don't have to force the love. You don't have to settle for a faux love, F-A-U-X, you know, a fake love. You don't have to settle for a facade of love. You don't have to walk around with your head hanging down. Praise the Lord. Love is in the air for you. I mean, a supernatural, divine kind of love from the Lord. So don't try to force it. Don't try to rush it. Just keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. Keep serving the Lord. Keep praising God. And I promise you, when that divine love comes in, you'll know it. It will do something in you that no other love has done. And you'll be like, oh, Lord, I thank you. This is my Boaz. I've never felt this way before. Look at how he loves me. Look at how he covers me. Look at how he takes care of me. Look at how he nourishes me. Look at how he uplifts me. Look at the time he spends with me. Look at the conversations we have. I feel safe with him. I feel that I can be vulnerable with him. I can tell him anything. He can tell me anything. We're not afraid to talk about it, because this is a God-ordained love. Hallelujah. Oh, happy Valentine's Day. I love this day. Let's get ready and go into prayer. And then I'm going to play this song for you. I love this song. So we're not going to end with our usual song, but let's go into prayer this morning. Wherever you are, just begin to praise the Lord. Whether you have a Valentine or not, begin to thank the Lord for love, for supernatural love. Begin to thank him that he is going to ensure that the right person is in your life who loves you with a supernatural, unconditional, agape love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's begin to praise him. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. So just begin to cry out to the Lord. Begin to thank him for loving you. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, this is such a beautiful, wonderful day, and we celebrate love and being loved. And Father, we celebrate the fact that we don't have to push it. We don't have to force it. That when it's right, Lord God, it just comes in and it uplifts us. It does for us what nothing else has ever done. And it makes us want to continue that love, to fight for that love, to pray for that love, to be the right kind of person for that person. In the name of Jesus, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. Cleanse our hearts this morning, Father. Of all our wrongdoing. Lord, we just ask you today to restore unto us a spirit of love, of giving love, and of being loved. Give us that spirit like Ruth, where we are so focused on just doing the right thing that we can't help but attract to us the kind of people who love us and wish us well, who will do us good and not evil, who will be our strength and not our downfall. And help us, Lord God, to be givers of love. Help us to love with an unconditional love. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone who's listening to this broadcast today. Bless their families. Bless their hearts. If they don't have a Valentine, just encourage and strengthen them today, Lord God, that you have the right person in store for them. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus. We say amen. Praise the Lord for love today. If you are not saved, or if you're in a backslidden state, I want to right quickly give you the opportunity to give your life to the Lord or rededicate this morning. So please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, if you're not saved, I want you to say, if you weren't saved, I want you to say, now I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. And if you were backslidden, I want you to say, now I confess that I am rededicated to the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, everyone, and praise the Lord for the new souls and for those souls that have come back into the Lord. I encourage you to get into a Bible, believing and teaching church so that you can learn more about the Lord and be strengthened. And whatever it was for those who were backslidden that got you off the track or caused you to detour, I encourage you to make sure you get back into church and stay focused on the Lord. Let me give you the announcements for today, and then I will give you today's task. First of all, remember that today is Tuesday. So you know that that means it is Triple Threat Tuesdays. This or Triple Threat Tuesday. Today I have a power pack three broadcast lineup where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. We started off with you getting motivated on this morning motivation broadcast where we talked about don't hurry love. Love is in the air. And then at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll get educated on Tuesday's topic live. Sponsored by my law office, Rossi Williams Law Group. It is 15 minutes of free legal education where I apply today's laws to your situations. On today, we're going to focus on charter schools in the public school system. Then we wrap it up with the third broadcast, the hottest 30 minutes in talk radio, You Be the Jury, also sponsored by my law office, where then you get heard. Tonight's topic will be, should parents be allowed to send their kids to publicly funded charter schools instead of their public schools if the public schools are failing in their area? So you'll be able to call in with other callers, also known as, we'll listen to your viewpoint, and we'll come up with a verdict on air. Now, all of that information about the 6 p.m. and 6:30 broadcast is on my law office website that is called rossiwilliams.com, C-A-L-L-R-A-W-S-I, williams.com. Go there to the outreach page. You'll see the topics, the telephone numbers, everything. You can also hear prior broadcasts. Now, our announcement for today in regard to the ministry is to remember that this is will be posted live on my website, philddfire.com, after 8 a.m. Please share it, especially with women whom you know may be feeling depressed. Don't hurry, love. You don't have to hurry it. It's in the air. God has a Boaz for you. You just got to wait. Amen. So my website is F-E-E-L. letterdfire.com. You can also hear yesterday's broadcast, which was God's pre-Valentine's Day letter to ladies. It was so beautiful. Now, our task for today is for you to love somebody and to tell somebody you love Happy Valentine's Day. All right? And whatever you got planned for your loved one, I hope it's just the greatest time. If you have a Valentine Day, whatever you guys are doing, please rededicate your love to one another. Rededicate yourselves and just find all the good in each other and tell each other why you love one another. Recommit, just like you recommit to Christ, recommit your love. For however many years or days or weeks, months you've been together, recommit to one another. Amen. I just want you to have a great Valentine's Day. This song is by a person named Major. I don't even know him, but I heard it somewhere else and I loved it. It's called Why I Love You. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Morning Motivation Broadcast. Why I Love You.
I found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony.
This is why I love you.
And no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay. I love you.
That's why I love you.